What's going on, people?
Oh, bro, allow me, man.
Well, I'm missing out the intro today. It's like my fourth time. What's going on, people? It's your boys.
I'm leaving this all in, by the way.
Yeah, I know you are. What's going on, people? It's your boys, Marvin Abbey and Taser Black. This is another episode of Your Comments, the brand new weekly episode where we read out your Spotify comments to hear what you have to say about the previous episode and any other episode, to be fair. Anyway, hear the rules. If I said hear the rules, basically, you have up until Tuesday, 6 p.m. to leave your comments to be read out on the next episode every week. So this one is going to be the comments for episode 400. But I'm going to read out the comments left on the previous episode. Your comments for episode 399.
Huh? Why are you changing the rules, man?
I'm not. I did that last time. No?
No. No.
So what happens to the people that leave comments on the previous episode?
Boy, it's just for them to just, that's it. You got to leave it early.
No, as in the comments on your comments.
No, we don't. We never read them out. We just said that's for them to argue themselves and speak in the comments.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, cool. I apologize. Or if you are listening to this, let us know if you want us to read your comments or just leave it. But yeah, all right, cool. I'll head over
Man said your comment from your comments. What's that?
I know. That's what you said. Extra episode, yeah? Okay, cool. This is episode 400 featuring Sly, Kid and Chinks from the Facts Only podcast. Man, they need to stop pillow talk part one. So we spoke about Tyler and Kai Cenat, me blaming my dad for my trim, the Drake Kendrick Future saga, strict African household, skin bleaching, how do man get girls, plus much more. The poll: which area in London has the best dressed guys, basically?
Come on. It's got to be
north, east. North, east, southwest, southeast, west, or northwest. We received 169 votes. And obviously, I'm going to vote northwest.
But that's a lie, though.
It's not a lie.
You don't believe that in your heart. You don't believe that in your heart.
As it stands, what's today's date? The 3rd of April, 1 a.m. North London, 12%. East London, 21%. South East London, 22%. South West London, 10%. West London, 19%. And North West, 13%. It's going to be difficult, but it's not going to be difficult.
East and South East, basically.
People are just picking the ends. All that says to me is that we have bare listeners in South East.
Why are you hating? It's 1% more than East.
But I'm not hating. I'm just saying, bro. The votes are skewed.
Let me even vote now. I ain't voted yet.
No one cares about your vote, man.
Let me vote. No, let me vote East London, bro.
It's cool. Let's move on, man.
Skew that vote, blood.
So, shout out Laquina. Comment. Marvin and Taser pod very well together. And when they have guests, I think with or without a third person, the episodes are still going to be fire. I thank you, love.
What's her name?
End of you. La Maquina.
That's Swahili for doggy style. Do you remember that on How to Be a Mother's Dumb? Oh, no, it's Dashiki. Swahili for doggy style. I said, yo.
Glover said, great episode. Marv, have you heard of the Wonder Kid Arsenal won in summer called I Swallow Come? Oh, I fell for it. I fell for it.
You read that with vim, blood. What is happening, man?
Nah, because I can't lie. I thought you weren't going to be able to say the player. I said the player. I just walked straight into it, boy. And that's a good one, Glover. Well done. You got me. Jamal says, nah, man. Bring Keith back. What the hell? Best out of the trio, man. Damn. No Flexi 03 says, bottle of Ace, yeah? Consider it still. Not after his behavior last night. Noah Ajayi Bembe says, gonna miss Mr. Exposed and his intellectual contribution. Sometimes provided a needed break from all the banter. Wish him all the best. Peter Ahonzi says, it's been a good run. All the best, Keith. TGA says, I'm flabbergasted. Maybe I started listening late, so it's okay. But Keith stuck to his character. Couldn't even come in to say bye to the listeners and the pod. 2024 is the beginning of the end of everything. No Didi, baby. So Shango says, Keith had a role that will be missed for sure. Please get another member, maybe a woman. What do you think, Marv? If we were to get a woman, who would you get?
I ain't got a clue.
I'm trying to think. Who have we podded with? I think Shios would be sick. Like, her banter is sick. She pods well with us.
I think Zizi will be good, but Zizi ain't really doing that no more like that.
Yeah. Zizi's made a run to TV now. You got to let her just do her thing now, man.
Yeah, Shia will be good, Zizi. I'm trying to think who else. Even, I'm not going to lie, Kelly The Rock would be good.
Yeah. She actually does bring a different dynamic. Once she gets comfortable, to be fair, she came in as if she's been there. I'm saying once she gets comfortable, she was actually comfortable. And also, I posted a video clip on my Insta from that episode, yeah? And the way Kelly's been beefing certain man in the comments.
Brother, Kelly responded to every single comment. Man had 30 comments. Kelly's in there with 30 different replies. Kelly is moving mad in the dunya.
Hey, she's making sure that engagement is heavy, boy. All right, cool. Tawanda says, big respect for Keith. What a legend. He's got me listening to the pod years ago. Wish Marvin Taze all the best in this chapter. Dr. A-Triple-O is back. He says, in a time where we have the internet in our pockets, baby oil in your hair is absolutely insane. How much for Taze to free up a secret sauce? Bye.
Hey, yo.
Well, grow up, man.
Free up the secret sauce.
As in what I put in my hair. Matthew Bentley 8GB says, I agree about beefing over girls is being silly, but in reality, what are the big rappers really going to beef over? I don't know why, but in music and ball, they always go for the same small pool of girls. It's true, you know, because you always say, if I was a footballer, if I was a basketball player, if I was a rapper, I'd go for this girl. And then you've got men who are actually those, and they're going for the same babes.
I don't think footballers go for the same babes like that.
Come on, man.
No, think about it. I think basketball players in America do, NFL players. I think America's a different kettle of fish that a lot of them man will recycle the same girls. In the UK, I don't think it's... I haven't seen that many footballers... No, but tell the truth, I haven't seen that many footballers that have wife the same girl as another footballer. It's not mad common here.
I don't think we wife like that here. That's why.
But that's my point. It's not the same. Whereas in basketball in America...
No, but we don't have, like... How can I explain it? We don't have a blog or infrastructure that focuses on footballers' girlfriends here. So we don't even really know who half of the men are dating unless they post them. Whereas in America, but a man could go dinner. This one's been seen with this one. Are they secretly dating? So I think it's different over there, especially if you're a top-tier player.
Yeah, but secretly dating is different. I'm talking about official. Like, the same girl that will link James Harden will be going out with the little baby, and then she'll go out with this
person. You got that here, though. Like, it's not as common. I don't think we're
speaking. That's my point. And also, I don't think all the football... I remember the basketball NFL over there is dominated by black dudes. Football here is a mixture of white and black. It's not the same girls they're going for all the time. Maybe in a white circuit, there might be, but because we're not in that circuit, we don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough. D says, reading these comments, can't relate, man. This person said basically he's been waiting for Keith to leave since 2021. Used to be funny till a man kept over talking, living the sound of his own voice. I believe the funniest two stayed. All right, D. Muji says, super sad to see Keith leave. Will he be recording the pod for one last episode? I looked at his story yesterday and he's not coming back to podding. He's put out his statement and then that's that. SGA, Keith's got to jump on the pod one more time. A Keith's best moment. That would be lit. I was thinking about that, you know. Like, one day...
Who's editing that?
Now, one day I might go on the internet and just look for, like, top 10 funniest moments of Keith. And then...
One person's done that already on the internet. Someone's already done that.
Yeah, but that content is old, lad.
Boy, it's still recent. Funny.
Yeah. Keith leaving the pod is a shock. Is this the beginning of the end? No, it's just something different. You know, I used to three, and now there's two. MM Lil 10 says the intro can never be changed. Keith's laugh there will always make the laugh. King Kuka says great April Fool's joke. Big Nat C says a man said, "Do you know how big he is?" Red card. Marv, you said that, you know. I think you've even said it in this episode. And the thing about it is, yeah, you're probably going to edit it out.
When did I say it on this one?
I will see. Just leave it. Upload it as is, and you'll see. It's mad, but Keith's gone, and oddly, it makes sense. The pod wouldn't work if one of you two left. Raymond, the auditioning on this episode was crazy. No, it was too funny. Justo, would have been nice if Keith appeared on the 400th episode. The day one listeners deserve that. Leaving a 4-page letter on Insta and dipping is whack. Thank you, Marv, Brent, and Taze for continuing. Blessings. Tom the Lad, we need one more episode from Keith. Let him come on as a guest. One final send-off. King David, the way everyone's campaigning for Keith's place, just cool, no?
I'm going to take a touch.
Hello? Neek89 says, disappointed Keith's inevitable statement came out before this was announced on the pod. Couldn't wait till Friday, my guy. Well done, Marvin Taze. We're still bringing the fire and temperature ton up. Love. Let's go to part two. Titled, People Invest in Your Story. Part two, episode 400 with Sly Sterling and Kid and Chinks from Facts Only Podcast. In this episode, we spoke about how Drake is a game master. Obviously, the beef again, whether you rate Kendrick or not. UK music production improving. What makes an album fire? Mad prison stories, prison sentences. And no behavior. Comments. Iloons was pissing me off today, man. This guy is so stubborn, bro. He seriously can't believe that man and woman can be friends, bro. And he's giving me logic that's Loon's logic. And he's telling me his facts. Like, bro. I said, I believe that man and woman can't be friends. So because I believe it, it's true. I said, Loons, are you all right? What is going on here? I said, Taylor, you've been friend zoned. I know you've been friend zoned because I wouldn't do that. Bro, brother, the way he was shouting in the studio today, yeah. Those that listen to No Behavior, you might hear it at the end. A funny guy. Anyway, Xavier Spotify says, we're going to miss Keith, but two shots and Ace of Spades has a nice ring to it. Jason says, Sly is hilarious. Another dope episode. P.S. Jamaicans refer to avocado as pear. So that's probably what he would have been eating with rice, but it's still weird. Oh, yeah. You know, the comedian, Dell, went on Lippy's podcast and he said his struggle food was rice and pear.
That's what I said. That's what I was referring to.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that's what you're referring to. Sorry. But he meant avocado. But even that's a madness. Rice and avocado.
Now, rice and avocado is all right. But I thought he meant, excuse me, but why would you call avocado a pear?
But you have to ask Jamaicans. Apparently, that's what they do.
Avocado pear. Is it called avocado pear or something?
But I don't know, fam. Kwebena Shikamaru Wido says, Kendrick found out that Drake didn't write all of his raps and fired shots on the song King Kunta, before Meek tried to expose Drake for having ghostwriters. You know what, yeah? I've been watching YouTube videos, yeah? But the new information I've stumbled upon, yeah? But these men have been beefing for a time.
Yeah. Bare indirects.
Oh, and you see Drake, yeah? Drake is a serious man, you know? He's not a joke. I'm going to send you a video to watch, yeah? Watch it before the next episode. How he's basically like, he's connected, basically. Jamal, a man said drenched bread.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a comment in capital letters. Glover again, yeah? The guy who made me say the football player earlier, the joke. He's commented, said, please, in the mighty name of Jesus, do the needful and make sly.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The third shot, no pause. If this doesn't happen, it would be like when Arsenal chased Benzema all summer and got nothing. AK Noir says, nah, Sly is top three guest of all time. La Maquina says, these two episodes were sick. Sly, Kid, and Chink should be regular guests. Tunwanda says, big respects to Keith and big respects to you guys on the new journey. Keith built a voice for the people in Zimbabwe. I will remain locked into this journey. Victor Gomez says, Sly's too funny. I don't think I've ever been in, there hasn't been an episode that he's been on and I haven't laughed. Show's going to be different with no Keith, but big up you guys though. Heron Sayala says, whatever you do, do not change the intro. We must cherish Keith's laugh and voice. Thank you. 33 Merchant says, please put respect on my boy Ricky Rose's name. Bosses of all bosses, the Teflon Don. Only person that can match Drake on a feature. I lie. M says, wait. Marv, you're shocked about pear, avocado, and rice, but your taser's hard dough and Pepsi. Hard dough bread and Pepsi.
Yeah, because hard dough bread and Pepsi is a snack.
What, have you done it before?
No.
Oh. So where did you hear about it?
It wasn't a meal for you.
Where did you hear about it?
My brethren, I told you, my brethren said he was in, when he was in Nigeria, he used to...
pour it inside.
Yeah, rip the top of the bread off and then pour Fanta in it. And have it like that.
Yeah, bad thing. But I think because of the texture of the bread, it would absorb the juice.
That's what I'm saying. It absorbs, yeah. So it becomes like it becomes sweet.
Yeah. XZ says, what Marv said, you paid money for that? To the lintel curry. I died laughing. Good episode. So funny. Goods or googs. What does that... Anyway. The footer say, after they spoke Angolan, killed me. I'm Portuguese, by the way. You speak about Angolans?
Some of these comments come out. I'm like, what part of the episode? What? Read the comment again, sorry?
The footer say, or footer say, after they spoke about Angolans, killed me. I'm Portuguese, by the way. Or maybe Sly said something.
Did I say it? Nah, that was another podcast where I spoke about the Kudukai, and then I done the translation thing. That one, that last episode, was it?
Probably it was there, because that's where the comment was. Or maybe, I don't remember.
When I was doing the translation of the, like, Brazilian or something, and I said, Kudukai by the hype, but where?
No, I don't remember. That's a tough crowd. Mars says, Sly the Ed should be the new intro on the pod. Oh, yeah, I need to listen to that back. And alhamdulillah. He's done. Chell says, this episode was hilarious. Another brilliant episode for free shots. S1UP says, Marv thinking the brother meant pear, the fruit, and rice is jokes. When Caribbeans say pear, they're referring to the avocado pear. So avocado and rice, basically.
Is it called avocado pear? Really? I'm going to Google this. Can you call it avocado pear? Because you're moving like, I don't know what's that.
And let me continue.
You call it. You wait for me, avocado pear.
Yeah, but you're still talking, bro.
In the United Kingdom, the term avocado pear applied when avocados first became commonly available in the 1960s. It's sometimes used, originating as a diminutive in Australian English. A clipped form, avo, has since become a common colloquialism in South Africa and the United Kingdom. The fuck, man?
Brother, what's going on?
What do Jamaicans call pears? Pears in the Jamaican name for what we call avocado in the US. Avocado, especially in Florida, comes in different shapes and sizes. Pears on supermarket shelves are attractive and displayed to confuse shoppers about which to take home. Wow.
MM Lil Ted.
In Nigeria, we call it avocado. We don't have no pear.
MM Lee 10 says, Savage Dan to be the third shot, missed the old episodes. Love Taser Marv, been listening since day one. Keith, we miss you already. Fern Dex 1 says, Sly is the one, brings that unorthodox flow. He was podding. Big Nat C says, no, LOL, pear is avocado. That's what they call it in yard, not an actual pear. Davina J says, when Taser said hard dough bread and Pepsi and Chink said, are you a scientist? I burst out laughing. P.S. Gonna miss Keith on the pod. Mona says, so what? Every man that comes on the pod is now going to pitch as to why they should be a free shots member. Nicole says, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is a phenomenal album. If you haven't already, go listen to it before discussing what Kendrick is and isn't capable of. Same with J. Cole. All the best to Keith. I ain't going to lie, Marv.
One album, you know.
Wait, hold on. Marv, I was in the car, yeah? J. Cole, like songs came on. So I thought, let me just search J. Cole's recent songs, like, and see what I've got. Bro, he's got a tune, yeah, called 95 South. Have you heard it?
95 South.
But I listened to that tune, blood. He is rapping, bro. What? He's cold. Not to say I never thought he wasn't, but just that tune there. And then there's another tune called Amari. But he's dropped a couple of tunes that I just think flew up people's heads. Oh, I'm not really like a...
Oh, yeah, I've got it saved as a favourite.
Yeah, brother, maybe you've heard it. That tune? Cold.
Yeah. I'm listening to it now. Can you hear it? You can't hear it.
No, I can't hear it. Matt Massey says, there were bits where I know Keith would have chimed in. Missing him already. Would have been nice if he just bowed out in episode 400.
Oh, this is the Cameron song.
Yeah.
This is the Cameron feat. I mean, yeah. But you've heard the Cameron original, though. That's why Cameron's on the remix. I mean, that's why Cameron's on that version, because Cameron's got a song, the same beat. They just remixed it a bit, and that's why he's on a feature on that song.
Okay. By the way, yeah, this guy just said, yeah, the best Spider-Man is the brother that we were rooting since.
That's one person.
Andrew Gossett.
You need to love it. Let me be real. Like, that Spider-Man wasn't terrible, because I didn't watch it and was like, oh, this is garbage. But for me, he wasn't better than Tobey Maguire.
No, Tobey Maguire
had the better, you know, the guy in the newspaper, brother. I want a picture of Spider-Man.
He was a sick
character as well. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
But hold on. Are you talking about the movie or the Spider-Man who plays Spider-Man?
The Spider-Man that plays Spider-Man and everything around it was the better Spider-Man.
Oh, I was more talking about who plays Spider-Man. What Spider-Man I prefer?
Tom Holland is a sick Spider-Man because that's what you remember Spider-Man being, like a youth man or not too old.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes with it. But sometimes he's too young and he's too foolish.
Yeah, but that's why the cartoon Spider-Man, the multiverse one, is sick, because you see bare different Spider-Mans.
I know, I hear that, but the reason why that one could, because the black youth and Spider-Man, I hear it. But generally speaking, Tom Holland or whatever his name is, he makes too many mistakes, man. He's winding me up, man.
Sure.
It's true, bro. It's true.
Ty Boogie says, yeah, Marv, they're going to fry you on a pear ting. I swear facts only, man, are West Indian, though. Wow, rude. They ain't even tried to save you. Just going to let you stew in the Dutch pot. It's true, you know. Why didn't the man correct you?
Because I don't think... Because then I maybe thought it was pear. Same, but you didn't know it was my man when I said it.
I didn't know he's a comedian. I don't know who that is.
No, we didn't know it was a yard man from... Oh, okay. You didn't know. Yeah. Okay. But I'm sure I said Lippy's ting.
You said what?
Man, I need to grow up, man.
Hey, you let him see the way Marv started looking at his phone. I realized he fucked up, you know. You know, he fucked up.
No, he just stopped this, man. What's wrong with the band, hey, man? Grow up,
Nah. Hey, send this to Lippy, man. Make sure you let send this episode to Lippy, you know. Busy says, tell Sly put Letter on the Streets on DSPs. Justo says, one of the funniest episodes ever. I haven't laughed like this in a long while. Had to rewind a few times. It was too funny. Can't wait for the visuals. By the way, the visuals is out right now. Go check it out. YouTube. Josh Bador 98 says, Keith leaving free shots so abruptly has increased my anxiety. I need closure. Carrie Jack says, Marv, Caribbean people call avocado pear. T. Okoyedi says, the Drake slobbering is nauseating. Try not to have a topic on Drake and Kendrick because the Americans get it right. You lot sound like you want to ride Drake. Mental. Because man said Drake can rap. I don't understand. The moment you give Drake a compliment, man are on you, you know.
About Drake?
Yeah.
But Drake, the funny thing is, when people talk about Kendrick being hated, Drake's the most hated person, because if you big up Kendrick, no one really says that. Big up anyone else. Big up Drake. Everyone starts saying you're some Drake stan. Oh, get lost, man.
Brother, that man got a number one because of Drake, bro. And do you know why I say that, yeah? I've done some research, actually. Marv, so the album dropped, yeah? The first tune has 24 million plays. The second tune, 22 million plays. Third tune,
what album 60. Is this?
Metro's album.
Mad.
And then the tune with Travis Scott and Playboi Carti, he's got 36 million. The tune that where Kendrick is dissing Drake, it's got 63 million. Probably on 64 by now. That's the most played tune. And there's a couple other tunes where it kind of just the songs dip to like under 10 million. So when a man says Drake has got power, you can't say no, man.
Everyone loves to see drama in it, or hear drama. That's why.
Yeah, but also because the drama was about Drake. I guarantee if that send was directed at like J. Cole, for example, not saying he's not going to have streams, but it won't be as much as because it's at Drake. That's it. But anyway, Lyrical Blitz, Drake and Kendrick have been sending shots at each other since Kendrick dropped The Control. And Gigi says, you don't invite hood guys to the motive, full stop. I mean, that timing is crazy. I spoke to him, you know. He said he's going to call them and chat to
who?
Them. You know who? He's calm now, innit? He's calmed down now, innit? So obviously he's reasoning better. And he understands. Yeah.
They're not picking up.
I know, but I just said to him, if you're going to try, but don't be offended if they don't, kind of vibe. So, yeah. But yeah, man, that's the your comments on episode 400 featuring Sly, Kid and Chinks from the Facts Only podcast. But yeah, man, I'm loving the community right now, man. It's growing nicely. Obviously, it's going to be a big adjustment for some of you now that there's two of us, but we're going to crack on, man. We're going to try and bring you lot new things and, yeah, man, grow together, man. You're going to start seeing more dropping, though, so don't just think that you're only going to hear from us on Fridays and Wednesdays. There's going to be more work to be done, so.
Do you know, you can comment and leave comments in this, and like, if there's things that you want to hear, things you want to see, like live call-ins, dilemmas, certain segments, like also, drop it in here, man, suggestions and that, and we'll look at it, read it. We might not do it, but
one of the ones where we might not do it, to prove my point. One of the things that I reckon me and Marv will be strong at is doing a reaction to content. So if you lot could help me convince Marv somehow, maybe DM him or just DM him a
No,
tick.
Man, don't no, do
stop,
that.
Stop.
No,
stop.
Let me finish. And bear man are DMing football. Bro, why are you DMing footballs?
Let me finish, bro. You could do yours, but let me finish. DM him a tick, yeah? And it also DM the free shots page links to content. We're going to try and do videos where we react to, like, I'd say about 5 to 10 videos. I'm not going to give you a time because it could be sporadic, but we react to 5, 10 videos and then we take it from there.
Send Taser aubergines. Send Taser aubergines.
Shout out, man.